Well, to kind of close this message, I'm going to ask Etta Grant to come up. Because she has, Etta just came from work. She's actually supposed to be at work right now, but her boss was kind enough to let her off for an hour and a half to come to worship. So we thank him or her. But anyway, Etta has an interesting occurrence recently that as I thought about it, I thought really just kind of epitomized some of these concepts on perspective. And I don't know if they can see you over there, Etta. I'm going to move this thing out of the way. And I'm going to give you the background on this story. But I guess it was October or so, October-ish, she had a pretty large water leak at her house. And the man that cuts her grass found this leak. I guess the lawn was all sopping wet, and no idea how long this leak had been going, but it appears it had been going a long time. And anyway, they got the leak fixed, and the plumber came out, dug it up. It was a pretty expensive repair bill. And then the next month when she got her water bill, I guess it would be November, it was $950. Her normal water bill is 12 or 20, something like that. And so she went to the water company because she wanted to see if they could help her. And they told her she had to wait two cycles through her bill before they could do anything. And once it went through two cycles, they would reduce it by a third. And so I guess it was December 5th, she went back to finally do this. And she had an interesting experience with the man that was in front of her in line. So why don't you just tell us what happened that day on December 5th, that first encounter?
Okay, guys. Thank you, Eastwood. I love y'all. But good morning. I went into the Eastside Utility to pay this bill. And I had a lot of anxiety that morning probably about this bill. And I went in, and I was standing in behind this one man there. And he was paying his bill. He was talking to the lady who was taking the bills. And he was laughing. And he turned around like this from here to here. And, you know, I was standing here waiting. And he smiled at me. But when the man smiled at me, I did not smile back. I kind of frowned. And I was holding my bill in my hand. And he said, "What's the matter? What's the matter?" And I said, "My water bill is $1,138.04. And he said, "Oh, my." And he walked to me. He took my bill, and he looked at my bill, and he said, "What happened?" And I told him the story. I said, "My water line broke in my yard and ran down into the ditch. The man mowing my grass found the leak." And then the man walked me up to the thing, telling me, "Oh, I'm so sorry. It's Christmas." And I said, "Yeah, it's Christmas." And he bought me, and we stood there, and I put my bill there. And he looked at the lady at the there, and he said, "Are y'all going to help her?" And she said, "Well, like Sean said, the bill's got to do this. It's got to go through some cycles. Then we'll go for review and blah. Then we'll look at her bill." And the man, as she was talking, telling us, "You know this. Have you turned in your papers on your fix?" "Yes, ma'am, I have." He was in his billfold taking out money out of his wallet. And he took out $20 out of his wallet, and he laid it on the thing. And he said, "I want to help her on her bill." And we looked at each other. Me and the lady just looked at each other, looked at him. And he was standing real close to me here. And he kind of was patted me some as he was paying the bill, laid it there. And the lady took his money. And then he turned to me, and he kind of patted me and pulled me like that and hugged me a little. And he said, "I'm sorry this happened to you." He told me again, "It's Christmas. And it's Christmas." And I said, "Thank you, sir. You know, I appreciate it." And the man left.
Well, the story doesn't end there, because the next month, when you went back in January to pay your bill again, what happened?
Well, I went back in January, same 5th or 4th, 12th, something, to pay the bill again. And I went in, and as I went on up, the lady, her name is Emily. I found out her name is Emily now. I know them all. Anyway, and she said, oh, the man paid your bill again. He come over here, and he's asking about you, and he wanted to know if he's all right, because I guess he'd seen my expression, and he know, you know, that something was wrong when he looked at me, and he know we was both upset. But he paid my bill again. So I said, oh, my gosh, what can I do? You know, and I stand there. I said, if I get him a card, a thank you card, could you give it to him? Because she wouldn't give me his name or anything about him. And so we agreed. I said, next time I come in, I'm going to bring him a thank you card. And so we said goodbye too. And that was it that day.
Well, this is where I heard about the story because I guess it was about a week and a half or so ago. You were over at the church for the senior Bible study. It was Tuesday. And she was heading back to the water company shortly thereafter to make her February payment. But she wanted to write this card or a letter to thank this man and take it over there. And she wanted help composing it. Now, that day she told us that whole story, and the expression that she used to describe this man, he was flabbergasted. Would you not say the way he was? He put this bill up on the counter and said, you help this woman. I'm going to help her. You help this woman. And as he was walking out after giving her a hug, he's like throwing his arms around going, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. So
like that.
This man actually felt your pain.
He did.
He felt your pain, but so Etta's there, and she wants us to help her write this letter. I guess writing is not your forte, so we help her, and I'm just trying to get some information about the story. And so I was asking her questions, and one of the questions that I asked her was, I said, when that man first turned around and looked at you and smiled, what did you think or what did you feel? And she really couldn't answer that question. And she basically just said, well, I just put out my lip. I felt sad. And then, but here's the cool thing. After she... Well, we finished the story, and I wrote the letter, and then she leaves. And within 15 minutes, she's calling me back. And this is why I asked Etta up here. This story is not about this man. It's about Etta.
It's about me.
It's about Etta and what God did in her. And so she calls me back, and I'm like, hey, Etta. I said, what's going on? And she said, she was crying. And she said, Sean, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you for making me think about these things. And it's how we think that changes our perspective. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, I hadn't really thought about what I felt. I hadn't really even thought about what that man actually did. But after you asked me that question and I left, I started thinking about what he did. And I started thinking about what God wanted me to do. And what did you tell me some of the things were that he did that you thought about kind of later?
When he turned around and looked at me, this man comes straight to my level. He was right there with me. He felt my pain. He walked that pain through me. If it was only 3 or 4 minutes, it was at the water company. He wanted it done. He was not nice. I mean, he was like, I want this done. Y'all help her. I'm paying y'all. I want y'all to help her. He felt my pain, and He walked through with that little bit with me. He showed me love and compassion. Me and Sean had wrote, I'd sit there and read this letter 15 minutes sitting in my car and thought about how this man had treated me. He treated me with gentleness. He treated me with kindness. And then he went back and paid my bill. You know, he wanted to know about me. And I wanted Sean to know that I want to be this kind of person. I mean, I give people money or this, but I never, I mean, I don't think I take the next step. He went steps further in loving me. I can take a step maybe to help people and love on people, but it's hard for me to do steps and go back and finish it. It's like he finished it. This is what I'm trying to tell y'all.
Well, on that conversation, and even after, because we've talked about it since, she did say, the man came down to my level, which is an important thing when you're interacting with people. He came down to her level, and she said, he saw my pain, and he entered my pain with me. And then he took the step of paying $20 toward your bill initially, and then he went back and paid $12. I think he paid the minimum payment on the next bill. And she said he took the next step. And here's the really cool part about the story, because when we were done with that you were telling me what you saw in him, you said, I want to be like that. And the lead up to the verses that we just looked at, where we kind of went through who we are, says this: for Christ's love compels us. And you know, we don't know who this man is. We don't know if he knows Christ. We don't know if he has a relationship with God. We don't know if he gave $20 and $12 out of his excess, or if he gave it out of his lack. It doesn't even matter what he gave. The point is that God used that man to speak directly to Etta, because about 2 months prior to this, and I'm not going to get into all the gory details of this, but she had said something to someone at work who reported her and got her in trouble. And she had been feeling like she wasn't very loving in her heart. And so her perspective for 2 months was that she wasn't very loving. She probably was not seeing herself as that new creation that she is. Her perspective was tainted by her experience, which became her reality. And when then this man did this, she shared the story with us. We were able to encourage her and pray with her. And I'll just tell you, you're very loving. Thanks. And anyone who knows you sees Christ in you each and every time they interact with you. But the really cool thing is, she said, I want to be that. She wants her perspective to be Christ's love compelling her. And then it goes on to say, he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves. And that's really what that entire passage coming up is about. It's about seeing God and seeing God's truth from the perspective of, we're here for others. And if you're not sharing that message, you're not sharing that ministry, it's not your reality. Perspective truly is everything. Well, Etta, stay up here. We're going to pray, and I'm going to pray for you. And we're going to pray for the response song. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for Etta. I thank you for this man. I thank you for bringing him into her life and revealing yourself to her through him. I thank you for his kindness, his gentleness. I thank you for the way he represented Christ, even if he didn't know he was. I hope that he does, and I pray, God, that he does know you. And if he doesn't, I pray that he comes to know you. But I thank you for what you've done inside Etta this last few months, just speaking to her through this. I thank you for shifting her perspective ever so slightly to dictate a different reality in her life. And I pray right now, God, that every heart in this room begins to grow in their understanding of who they are and what you want of them and for them. That every heart in this room who knows you is a new creation, has been reconciled, has a ministry, is a minister with a message of that reconciliation to the world. And I pray, God, that your love truly compels each of us in Christ. And I pray these things in his name. Amen.